In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the epistle of today's Mass, St. Paul warns us against anger. And his warning is against the vice and the sin of anger, for not all anger is sinful. Some anger is useful and good, is a virtue. Anger is the reaction of a passion by which we seek to vindicate through a vengeance some evil which has been inflicted. So even a simple thing like an appliance in your home which doesn't work, you might resort to kicking it, because you want to inflict upon it some vengeance for the discomfort that it has inflicted upon you. Or you might slam a door. And this is the passion of anger. And it comes out in many other ways. Sinful anger is the result of the loss of patience, which is the virtue by which we peacefully bear wrongs, sufferings, and contradictions. The virtue of patience is intimately linked to our daily bearing of the cross. We know from our Lord's words that we must take up our cross every day and follow Him. And therefore, that the purpose of this life is not that we have a perfectly comfortable life, one in which there are no problems or difficulties, no discomforts. This is not the gospel of Christ. It is one in which we take up our cross every day and follow Him. And we know that our spiritual life consists in imitating our Lord Jesus Christ crucified. We know that unless we are crucified with Christ, unless we put to death in us sin and the effects of sin, we cannot hope to rise with Christ. And we also know that unless we are faithful in the little things, we shall not be faithful in the great things. When we commit sins of anger, we are ashamed of ourselves in the same way that we are ashamed of ourselves in sins of impurity and in sins of drunkenness, because we have lost control of our reason and we have acted completely according to our animal nature. And after our outburst of anger, after we have said perhaps horrible things to people around us, we feel ashamed that we have become so horrible. You can think about the vice of anger if you think about a mother cat or a mother dog with their young. Their purpose at that point, their purpose in life, is to protect their young completely, in such a way that no physical harm should come upon those little dogs or cats. And if you were a stranger and you went up to a mother cat or a mother dog or the mother of any animal mother, they are particularly sensitive and there is a great outburst of anger for fear that you will even slightly molest their young ones. Well, the same is true of our anger. We are, when we become angry, we are protecting our comfortable life. The nest that we are protecting is our comfort, our ease, our living of paradise here. And if anything, whether it should be an appliance in your home, your next door neighbor, your spouse, should disturb that comfort, you react like an animal does, protecting what is very precious to it. And you see then that in the reaction of anger, there is a forgetfulness of the cross of Christ. When you blurt out insults to your spouse, for example, because your spouse has irritated you in some way, you are forgetful of the cross of Christ. You do not have the mark of the cross on your soul at that time. For if you did, you would bear the wrong, the discomfort, patiently. And so we all sin very often by sins of anger, and we're all upset with ourselves for committing these sins of anger. But the remedy is a very deep one. It is the cross of Christ imprinted upon our souls. It is not merely a little resolution to say, well, I have to stop getting angry. It is to understand why we are here, how we work out our salvation, how the cross of Christ enters into our life every day, every moment of the day, even in the small things. And to help you become more patient, listen to the advice of some of the saints with regard to patience. The science of the saints is to choose present affliction for future glory. St. Bernard of Clairvaux. So the disposition of the saint will be to look for and to cherish the cross in this life, in order to have a greater crown in the next. The worldling, on the other hand, does the precise opposite. He spurns the cross in this life, but only to look forward to hell in the next. Every act of impatience, therefore, every loss of temper, is an act of worldliness. It is a failure to bear one's cross. The second advice: frequently kiss with all the tenderness of your heart the crosses that our Lord sends you, without looking at what sort they are, for the more revolting and ungracious they are, the more do they deserve this name, seeing that the merit of the cross does not depend on their weight, but upon the manner in which they are borne. And there is sometimes greater virtue in bearing a cross that is light and made, as it were, of straw, than one that is very thick and weighty. For light crosses are those which are most hidden and abject, and on that account less conformable to our inclinations, which always seek after things that are conspicuous. St. Francis de Sales. So we are being told by this saint that we should not concentrate all our patience on the great trials and contradictions of life, but rather on the small crosses which come to us every day. These small crosses are those which arise from family life, community life, from our own infirmities, from the sufferings of poverty or disease, or, as I said, even from such a small thing as a household appliance which does not work properly. Most of all, it comes from the form of bearing the imperfections of one's spouse or one's children or other family members or friends. However, in the case of children, one should never confuse the virtue of patience with the vice of laxism, nor confuse the vice of anger with the virtue of good discipline. For children are in need of discipline, and occasionally anger must be used, always with moderation, in order to inflict the proper discipline. The third advice: our Lord sends us tribulations that they have means to pay the immense debt we have contracted against him. Wherefore they who are wise receive tribulations with joy, because they consider more the advantages which they derive from them than the pain which they suffer. St. Vincent Ferrer. And so we have another great principle from the saints, that our crosses and our tribulations are sent to us as a means to do satisfaction to God in this life for the sins that we have committed. Hence we see another motive for forbearance and slowness to anger, that we have a sentence of satisfaction to do for past sins to be made up for. The fourth advice, St. Paul of the Cross said these words to a member of his congregation: "Has your reverence ever seen a rock in the stormy sea when raging waves come furiously and strike it, how it stands firm notwithstanding the tremendous violence against it? And after the storm is past, if you examine the state of the rock, you will see that the waves of the storm have washed and purified from all the defilements it has contracted during the calm weather." Well, henceforward, I wish you to be a rock. A stormy wave comes, be silent. See, 100,000 come, be silent. And the most I give you leave to say in the midst of the storm is, "Father, I am thine. O dear, O most sweet will of God, I adore thee." The statue must be struck with hammers and polished with sharp chisels before it is placed in the great gallery. The message is clear, that adversity is going to purify our souls of the dross of imperfection, as long as we bear it with patience. God will thus often send adversity to those whom he wishes to perfect. Fifth advice: no more evident mark of a man's being a saint and of the number of the elect than to behold him of a devout life and at the same time exercised with desolations, sufferings, and tribulations. Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. He's saying the combination of a devout life together with the exercise of desolation, sufferings, and tribulations are the most evident mark of a man's being among the number of the elect, that is, a man who is going to go to heaven. Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. Patience in tribulation, whether it should be a little daily problem or contradiction, or whether it should be a great affliction of your whole life, such as disease or a difficult marriage, is a sign of God's love and predilection for you. We are all signed at baptism with the sign of the cross. And so somehow or other, we will be called upon to bear the cross, great ones and small ones, if we expect to be united in heaven with the crucified Savior. And so let us be slow to anger, as St. Paul says. Let not the sun go down upon you.
Pray for this beautiful virtue of patience, which is the reign of Christ crucified in your souls. Patience, which gives interior peace and joy to those who possess it, and radiates to all around you the glory of Christ crucified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.